say the word haluko, or else what in the case ko. We have in the Pasuk in Shemais Yud Bein, it says the case ko. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, the case ko, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kisei, the. So it's a question, is it two words or one word? The Yedidya, there's another word also in Shmuel, it says Yedidya. Is Achasein, Rav Chisdol, all these words are one word. Now it's not really, we don't have to say, according to Rav Chisdol, you don't have to say Hallelujah, you can say Hallelujah, because it's one word, it's not like Hallel Hashem, it's one word, Hallelujah. It's saying the case, Ko, you don't have to say Yo, Ko, you say the Kisya, it's like one word. Of Yedidya, he holds this one word. It's not two words. It's not Yedidko, Hashem's name. It's one word. So it's called Chol. You can say it Hallelujah. You can say it according to Rav Chisdol. Rashbam's over here on Amr Aleph here, the middle of big lines here. Achasein means, before that, Hallelujah. Teva Achasein, according to Rav Chisdol. Kamoi Hillel. It's like Lashon plural. A lot of praises to Hashem. And the same thing. Or Kamoi Kain, Koisko, is one word. Yedidya. Pasuk says, "V'yikra Shmo Yedidya." Nosan Anovi Kora Kain L'Shloimei. Hey, the Novi Nosan calls Shloimei Melech the Lashon Yedidya. So Rav Chisdol, this one word, it's not called Hashem's name. You can say it out. Rav Omer Rav says, "Kois." We have it in the Torah. We have those two words: the Kois, the Case Ko, and he also Umarchin Ko. We have it also in Halo. We say V'Amerchav Ko. We have it for two words. So V'Amerchav Ko, he says it's one word. Of Amerchav Yo, it's like one word. He has Achasein. It's one word. It's not two words like we have it. Of Amerchav Ko, that Kodesh Baruch Hu spread us out. Hachorves HaYad. No, it means one word. It doesn't mean Hashem's name. Rav Ram Rav says, Marchav Yo Vilvad. Only this word, Marchav Yo, he holds as one word. Not where we have it. By Amerchav Ko, but he holds that's one word. But Mashmul, the other words, he's made that Halu Ko is really Halu and Ko. And what did the case? Ko, it's two separate words. Mori boy lahu. Merchav ko l'Rav Chisdamai. Rav Chisdol only said that Haluko and Kisuyiko, Yedidya is one. He didn't talk about the word Merchav ko. What would he hold by Merchav ko? Would he hold this two or one? The Marateka, we have in doubt, we're not sure. What Rav Chisdol would hold the word is by Merchav ko. Is it one word or two words? I boy lahu. Yedidya l'Rav mai. What would Rav say about Yedidya? His Rav just says that Kais Ko and Machavya is one. But it didn't say about the word Yedidya. What does Rav hold about Yedidya? Is he coming to just add on to Rav Chisdol? Or is he coming to argue on Rav Chisdol? Toshima, come and bring your Raya. The Yom Rav, Yedidya, according to you should say Yedid and Ko, Nechlak Lishnayim. That Rav holds no, the two different words. Nos and Kol, Shreya Melech, Yedid, Ko. You're a friend of a Kodesh Baruch, Hashem loves you. That's the word. Not one word, Yedid, but Yedid, Ko. The figure, therefore, Yedid is Choyl, like you love him, that's Choyl, that's not Hashem's name. Or the Ko is Kurdish, that's Hashem's name, you have to be careful how you say it. Iboilu, Haluko l'Rav Mai. What is Rav known about Haluko? Hey, Rav only said that Kosko and Machev, Yev Merchav Yo is one. He didn't say about the word Haluko. So what does Rav hold about the word Haluko? Toshma, the Yomer Rav. Rav says, Chazino Tile de Bechavivim. I saw the Tehillim of by Bechaviva. That was his uncle. Rashi Doida Rebchia, his uncle Rebchia. The cost of Buin, his Tehillim was written like this. Hallelu Bechad Gisa. The word Hallelu was on one line. Viko Bechad Gisa. And the end, it wasn't written together Hallelu Ko. It was written Hallelu and then Ko. So you see clearly that what the Rav holds is called two separate words. Every Hallelujah is really Hashem's name, and that's what he's supposed to say, Hallelujah. You should not say the word out, Hallelujah. You should say them Hallelujah, because Ko is Hashem's name. It's like Hallel, Hallelujah to Hashem. So the Gemara, Opligi de Abishur ben Levi, and Rav Azvan de Abishur ben Levi. The Yom Abishur ben Levi, my Hallelujah, what does the word mean, Hallelujah? Hallelujah behilulim harvi. He holds this one word. It's not two words, Hallelujah. It's Hallelujah. Now we're saying it means a Lashon plural, a lot of praises. We're giving a lot of praises. But Hallelujah, according to Rabbi Levi, is only one word. Then you would be allowed to say that. It's not Hashem's name. It's Hallelujah, a lot of praises. So the more pligi day of the day. Really, there's a stira now in Rabbi Shua Levi himself. The Yom Rabbi Shua Levi. Rabbi Shua Levi said that the Asorah, my Morah, shall shvach, nema Sefer Tilim. In Sefer Tilim, we find 10 different words of Lashonis of Shvach and Sefer Tehillim. One word is Benitzuch, Betzuach, Benigun, Bemaskil, Bemizmor, Beshir, Beashrei, Betehillah, Betfilah, Behoidah, Ovahaluka. These are 10 different Lashonis we have, Lashon Shvach and Sefer Tehillim. Now, Bishur Balevi says, what's the greatest Lashon Shvach? Says, Godu Mikulam, Haluka. The greatest Lashon Shvach is the word Haluka. Why? She'er koilo l'shem u'shvach v'basachis. In this one word, Haluka, you have two things. Halo means praising Hashem, and ko means to Hashem. So you see, Klo, Bishur Balevi holds that Haluka is made up of two words. Haluka. That's why this is the greatest praise, this word. Because in this word, you're saying Hashem's name, and you're also giving him praise, like the two things, two in one. You're giving shvach to Hashem. So you see, if Shua Ben Levi holds that Hallelujah is two words. Hallelujah. So if we shall we say Hallelujah? That's the way our minig is. That's the way the minig is, that we say Hallelujah. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Shir Sheba Torah, Moshe V'Yisrael Amru. The shir that says in the Torah is Oz Yoshir, so who said it? Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it. B'shoa Sholu Min Hayom. That's Pita. Hey, they said the Oz Yoshir, B'shoa Klal Yisrael went out of the Yam, they got freed from the Yam, that's when they said the Oz Yoshir. V'halo Zel Mi Yomru. Who said Halo? That's when we say Pesach B'nayit by Yitzias Mishrayim, but Pesach, we say Halo. Who made up Halo? That's Nevi'im Shebeneim Teknu. That's the Takonis from the Nevi'im. Lem the Yisrael sheyu oimrim oisoi al koperik koperik viakot tzora v'tzora shle tavrelim. That's a ticket of Nevi'im, that whenever Klai Yisrael had a tzora, something bad happened to them, and Hashem saved them. It's like Loshen Sogi Nor, like we're saying this, that nothing bad should happen to us. It's al koperik koperik any special times. They are called tzora v'tzora any bad times. Shle tavrelim that should not come upon us. Well, it just means that Lui Yitzur did come upon us. And when we got freed from that tzor, when Hashem saved us and made the nest that He freed us, that's this mitzvah of Tekone or from the Nevi'im to say hallo. That's why by Chanukah, by Purim, after we have that tzor of the nest of Chanukah in Purim, it's a mitzvah from Tekone's Nevi'im to say hallo. And such a nest that happened against Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to say hallo. So the Nevi'im will misak in the Zach. Mashenkem v'yoz yoshir, not Moshe Rabbeinu when the Klai Yisrael said, v'shach yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rishpam says, Moshe v'yisrael klayma, v'yoysa, by oz yoshir pshitulon, to Moshe v'yisrael v'yoysa shah shalom en ayam tiknu, v'yoyom muktim l'chein, it wasn't said before them. Aval halal, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov, and mitiknu. We have a suffix, that we say halal, Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Chodesh. And Yom Tov, who's masakin it? So he said, the Nevi'im was sakin it. As one said, like Mishnah Malyanok, Klaimam, Shimchas v'Sholom Teitzar Aleihem. If sometimes bad things happen to Klai Yisrael, v'yoshiyu mimenu, when Hashem saved us from it, Oimer Oisa Agulosa. We say Halal after we were freed. Kegoyin Chanukah, like by Chanukah, we say Halal. Moratan Yehoi Rameya Weimer, Kol Tishbochoi Sa'amuras Be'Sefer Tehillim. Anytime it says Lashon Tishbochoi Sa'amuras Be'Sefer Kulam David Omrim. David HaMelech was one that said it. As Bam says, it means Alam Oiros She'iru. All the bad things that happened to him when he got freed from it, he said, Tishbochos back to Hashem. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Kolo Tfilois David Ben Yishai. Now it ended, the Tfilois of David Ben Yishai. Is Al Tikru Kolu, don't read the word Kolu, it ended now, Ela means Kol Elu. All these that David HaMelech said, as all the Tishbochos, all the praise and say for Tehillim, David HaMelech was the one that said it. Kol Elu Tfilois, all these Tfilois he said it. But the Morah Halo Zem Miyamru, that day we say Hallel. Who was the one on the second Hallel? So Rashi says Hallel Zer. The Sefer Tehillim Shenu Oimrim Al Kol Perek V'Perek. That day we say Hallel at the Chanukah and Purim. Who was the second this Hallel? Who said it? Is Reb Yosi Yomer that the Lozer Bnei Yomer, Lozer Bnei told me, said over Moshe V'Yisrael Amru that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael were the first one to say Hallel. When B'Shoa Sholom and Ayam. It's right after they went out of the Yam, after Kriyas Yamsif, not only did they say Oz Yashir, but they also said Halal also. V'chalukim olav chaveriv. And the other chaverim ha-mechulukonim, loin there, she-davadomu. No, Moshe and Klai Yisrael did not say Halal then. The first one to say Halal was David HaMelech. Zokte v'nirin devorav midivrayim. And I like better what we're saying, like, rather than what they're saying. It's better like we're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu said it first,
rather than what they're saying, it was David HaMelech the first one to say it. Why? Because Esha Yisrael Shechotu es Tischeim V'notu Luveyim V'yar Moshira. Like it's possible when Klai Yisrael, after Yitzias Mishraim, all the years in the Midbar, when they had the Korban Pesach, when they did, or they did the Lulav, is it possible they didn't say Shira? That's the Sroh Pshutam. That since they're so happy about the Nisim, what happened, Pshita they said Shira, they said Halodin. So it wasn't David HaMelech the first one to say it and say Fetilim, but rather was said way before, Moshe Rabbeinu with Klai Yisrael, Pshita said Shira then also, said Halodin also. Dov Racha,
Psoloi Shal Micho, Oimei Debechi, Heis the Psul, the Pesel Shal Micho was there, the Yisrael Oimrim is Halal, and Klai Yisrael should be able to say Halal. In other words, that Rashbam says, in Halal we talk about, that Rashbam says that, Tzuloi Shal Micho Oimei Debechi, means B'yoi Sumokim, that place, to be made David, Hoya, it was in times of David, Yichsiv Bey, Aglois Koloritz. So now, how could we be misakan halal that says kimoyim yoyseim betemia? That is it possible that like David HaMelech made such a tefillah about the Oved Avodah Zarah when they had the micha then in his times? Elavadoi al hayam number. Now pshita they said halal already before by the yam. Vishuv like posek, and then it did stop. Like we had halal already was said by Moshe Rabbeinu with Klai Yisrael the shas the yitzias the kriyas yamsim.
Alright, we'll stop here. Kuf Yud Zayin.
Two dots, yeah. Tana Rabbonin. Kol Shirois Vishizvochos Shoma David B'Sefer Tehillim. It's all the time it says in Sefer Tehillim Aloshin Asiros Vishizvochos is Reb Lezer Waimer Kineger Atzma Yomun. David HaMelech said it about himself. Like he was giving back thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him out. A personal thanks. Rabbi Yeshua Reimer Kineget Tzibur Omron. He was saying Kineget Klai Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Klai Yisrael, and he was thanking back now something that was done for the Tzarech of Klai Yisrael. Yeah. So Rashbam, he says, Knesset Yisrael, his David was talking about, he said in Nevuah that there would be a Gula, they will be freed, and he gave Tfilah, he was in Spalol, for the Gula to come. The Chavim say, it depends. Yesh mehem kineged tzibur, some of the Tfilahs and Tilim were said for Tzara Klal Yisrael, v'yesh mehem kineged atzma, and some of the Tfilahs were said for the sake of David HaMelech. So how do you know? If it was said in a Loshin Yochid is going on David HaMelech, what happened to him? If it's said over in Loshin Rabbim, then we say it's saying a tefillah thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he's going to do for Klai Yisrael, a tefillah for Klai Yisrael, for how to do with Klai Yisrael. Whenever it says in Tehillim a Loshin from Nitzuch or Nigun, is Losed Lovoi. David HaMelech is talking about something that's going to be Losed Lovoi. Rashbam says, Nigun v'nitzach lasa lovoi, komokam shinema nitzuach lamanatzeach ben ginois, is loosid. It's talking about what? Lovoihu, lasa lovoihu. It's talking about what's going to happen. V'loi yodana heichi mashram. Rashbam says, I don't know exactly how we know this. Halochi avikimhu. That's the way he was makabal from his Rebbe like that. The Reverend Tillum, it says loshin of lamanatzeach. And v'nigun is going on lasa lovoi. What about maskil? Whenever it says loshin maskil in Tillum, Ayidei Turgamin is talking about Ayidei Turgamin. As David gave it over to a Turgamin to say it. As Rishbam says, last line, Ayidei Turgamin, who Aimer, the Echod Mashmiel Rabin, Vainu Maskiel Lechish to Turgamin. He said it over to the interpreter, and the interpreter said it over to everybody else. That's Lashon of Maskiel means, I'm giving it over to the interpreter, and he'll say it to everybody else. Le David Mizmer, whenever it says in the Tillim, Le David Mizmer, Malam, it comes to teach us, Sheshor Shaul of Shechina, that first the Shechina came down to David HaMelech, the Yachakach HaMashira, and then he said Shira. But the Shvam said, the top Rashvam, Le David Mizmor, Mashma Tchilo Hoya Le David Ruach HaKadosh. First David had his Ruach HaKadosh, the Yachakach Mizmor, and then he said the Shira. What about when it says in Tehillim, Mizmor Le David? First it says the word Mizmor, then it says Le David. That Mizmah's pshat was first he had to say the Shira,
And after that, he was zeichet to get Ruach HaKodesh. Mizma l'David, says Rashbam, mashma mitecha mizma bo shchina l'David.
Because of this mizma, that's why he got the shchina of l'David.
L'lam d'cho, to teach us, sheina shchina shoryo, loy mitecha atklos, that the shchina does not come down upon a person.
Anybody that's parked in the alley.
The Shechina does not come mitech atzlus. Somebody's feeling bad or somebody's lazy. Not stand from laughter. Stand from not being serious. And not from stand speaking dvar metalim. That won't bring the Shechina. Now what will bring the Shechina is if somebody has to be happy. But what type of simcha? Simcha shel mitzvah. You feel happy doing mitzvahs, that type of a simcha, a person is happy, he's doing mitzvahs, that will bring the Shechina to come about him. Here also, first David went to say Shira to Hashem, he said a mizmor, and from that he was zeichet to get the Shechina. Rashbam says, simcha shel mitzvah, ki hach like we'll soon see. So the Mara brings down a posik, Shenemman, a posik says, v'yata chulei menagin, bring me my harp, v'hoya kenagin ha-menagin, v'ti olav yad Hashem. When the harp was playing, he had the music, it was a good mood, then it came the Yad Hashem, then the Shechina came down to him. The Rashbam says, the Lam Lecho Mikan, mit Mikan Atalomad, v'gam mi Posek Achar, Mochi Hashem, v'gat Chuli Menagin. That Simcha Shemitzvam, ki Yad Chuli Menagin, sho yimischavein, sho tishmol HaShechina. The reason why David had the harp play was to be the Simcha that the Shechina should come down to him. So he was the Simcha Shemitzvam. Omrav Yudom Arav, v'chein l'dvar halacha. The same thing before you go to learn Torah, l'dvar halacha, you're supposed to learn Gemara, learn Torah, b'simcha, to be happy. Omrav Nachman, v'chein l'chaloyim toiv. The same thing, if a person wants to have a good dream, if you go to sleep in a happy mood, you'll have a good dream. Shbam v'chein l'chaloyim, im ho'lach lishem, m'teich simcha, somebody goes to sleep, when he's happy, is ro'yech chaloyim toiv. He'll see a good dream. Shredi Gemara Eini, it's not like that. That you just said what v'chein l'dvar halacha. When you go to learn Torah, you have to learn b'simcha. I v'omarav yudlomarav. Kol talmud chacham hayesh l'fnei rabbi. Any talmud chacham that sits in front of his rebbe. V'ein sifsoisov noisfois mar. And his lips are not like shivering. He's not like scared. Tichvenu. He'll be bad for him. Be a klala for him. He'll be shivered up. Shenema sifsoisov sheshanim noisfois marover. Like sifsoisov his lips. Shoshanim are like flowers. Night face and was moreover. It was like shaking with moreover. So we dash in Al Tikri Shoshanim. Don't read it. Shoshanim means like lilies. Ella Shoshanim. Ella Shoshanim means people that are learning Torah. And Al Tikri moreover. Ella moreover. It means someone that's learning Torah in front of his Rebbe. He has to be like scared. He has to have aim a yira. So Chorot Sestira. Before it was saying you're supposed to learn with Torah Simcha. And here it says he's supposed to learn, but take a little bit yira, he's supposed to be afraid. So Marin says Lakasha, Hoba Rabba, Hoba Talmida. One is going on the Rebbe, one is going on the Talmud. Rashbam says, Hoba Rabba, Tzoruch Luma, Beterech Tavar Simcha. The Rebbe, when he's given his shir, he has to give it Beterech Simcha. But Shaykh, in the Talmud, he has to sit there and have fear from his Rebbe. The boy is saying, another Terech says, I'll tell you no. Hoba, Hoba Rabba. Both go upon the Rebbe. That one time he's happy, one time he has to be b'yira. V'lekasha, ho mekame de posach, before the Rebbe starts saying the shir, then he's supposed to be the simcha. V'ho lebosa de posach, but after he starts saying the shir, then he has to say it very seriously with ema, with yira, like he's learning Hashem's Torah. Ki ho de rabba, like rabba. Mekame de posach lula rabbonon, before he used to give his shir to learn with the rabbonin, oma milsa de v'chusam. He used to say a joke like, Ubotchi Rabbonim, he used to put Rabbonim into a good mood, he used to like laugh. Well, it's safe. Then he went to give his shir, Yosef b'Yemsom. He sat down there with Ema, with Yira, who was afraid. Upostach b'Shmaita, then he started to learn. So both the remis, supposed to start off being in a good mood, but then b'Shas the learning, you have to learn the aim of Yira, just like Torah was given by Hasinai, the aim of Yira, that's why we have to learn Torah also. Tana Rabbonim, Halo ze miyomu. We had before like Halo that we say, who made up Hallel? Is Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Moshe v'Yisrael Amruha. Moshe and Klai Yisrael were the first one to say Hallel. V'yishor sh'omdo al ayom. After the Kriyas Yamsuf, is not only did they say Oz Yashir, that's true that they said Oz Yashir, but they also said Hallel then. What's pshat? Hey, Mamru, they said, Klai Yisrael said, Lailonu Hashem Lailonu. That means, don't do it for our sake. Either the pshat is, we're not zeichel, don't make the Yeshua, don't save us only because of us, like we don't deserve it. So Meshav, Ruach HaKodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, answered back to them, V'yomru lehem, Lemani, Lemani, Yeseh, Enechnami, I'm not doing it for your sake. I'm doing it for my own sake. Because really, could be for your sake, Klai Yisrael didn't have Naschusim to have these Tiyas Mitzrayim. That Hashem is doing it, Lemani, Lemani, for my sake. Rashi Shamdu, Shamdu Layam, Rashbam, Layacha Shavu, after they went over the Yam, because it's Siv, Hayom Rova Yonis, Vispanalu, and then Klai Yisrael made a Tfilah, the Rashbam learns, Loilonu, I mean, it shouldn't happen to us. Ten Yavo Paro Vechelu Achrayim, they were afraid maybe the Paro was come after them yet. So there was a Tfilah like, don't let it happen to us, don't let Paro come after us. Odmah, Masho says the Pshat, Loilonu means that Klai Yisrael is saying, don't do it because of our sake, like we don't deserve it. And Hashem answers back, Enechnan, I'm not doing it for your sake, but Lamani, Lamani, yes, I'm doing it for my own sake. Hashem wants it for himself, Klai Yisrael. We have Yehudi Omar, Yehoshua, the Yisrael Amru. He says, no, not that Moshe and Yisrael said it, but rather Yeshua and Klai Yisrael said it. Bishor Shomdo Leia Malchai Kenan. When Malchai Kenan went to fight Kenega them, hey Mamru, they said to Hashem, like Loilonu, like save us, but not for our sake, we don't have no schusim, save us for your sake. Umeshiva Kodesh broke into back, Enechanami, Lamani, Lamani, I'm doing it for my own sake. We have Loza Amoidoyo Imer, Devoira Uborak Amrua, they were the ones to say Hallel. Vishor Shomad Aleim Sisroi. Hey Mamru, they said to Hashem, Loilonu, we don't deserve it. V'yocha Kodesh Meshiva, and Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back, V'yoymerislem, Lamani, Lamani, yes, I'm doing it for my own sake. We have Lezer ben Azayah Weiner, Chizkiyah v'sayoso yamrua. It was Chizkiyah that was the first one. I know it means the first one, but he also was the one to say hallel. V'yisho shomad aleim Sancheriv. Sancheriv came to fight Kenegadim. Is hey Mormu, they said, Loilonu, we don't deserve it, Hashem. And the Meshiva, Hashem said, Echnami, Lamani, Lamani, I'm doing it for my own sake. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Chananya, Mishael, the Azaria Amru. They were the ones to say hello. Bishor, Shoma, the land of Uchanetzer, Russia. Is Hey Mormu, they said, Loilonu, like save us, but not for our sake. Umeshiva, Hashem, Yitzhak, and Echnam, Loilonu, it's not for your sake, but I'm doing it, Lamani, for my own sake. We have Yaisi Aglili Oimer, Mordechai, Viesto, Amrua. They were the ones to say hallel. Vishor Shomad Aleim Homina Russia. Is Hey Mormu, they said to Hashem, save us of Loilonu, not for our own sake, or else don't let all these sorrows come upon us. Or Meshiva Hashem Yisabek Echanami Laman Lamani, for my own sake I'll save you. Vichachom Mormu Nechom say though, no, it wasn't like these people were Masak and hallel, rather Neviim Shebineim Tiknu. It was the Takonis from the Neviim to say hallel. When was the Takonis? When would they say we should say hallel? Tiknu them the Yisrael Shiyuimrim Oisoi. They should say Hallel, I'll call Perak, or Perak, I'll call Torah, but Torah. Any special time that bad things happen to Klai Yisrael, Shloi Tov Aleim Li Yisrael. It's like a Moshos, like a Loshin, like it was a Tvilam, that the Torah should not come upon us. And even after the Torah came upon us, now we're saying the Shiva Chodor, we're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the fact that Hashem saved us. Ulgashenigolim, and when we were saved, we say Al Gulosan. The fact we were saved from the Torah, then we say back Hallel. The question means that the Tekona was, after the Nisim happened, we were saved, then we go and say Hallel back to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like by Chanukah and by Purim. Omer Rav Chisda, Halleluka Soif Pirka. Whenever in Tehillim it says the word Halleluka, it's the end of the Perek. It's not the beginning of the next Perek. It's the end of the first Perek. And we'll soon see that a lot of parashas in Tehillim, it's a suffix, really we hold, it's the beginning of the new Perek. The Halukah is the beginning of the new Perek. Well, what's the smack like you see? The Chizdol's know it's the end of the old Perek. Rabba Barafuna Omar Halukah Reish Pirka. Hey, Halukah is the beginning of the new Perek. So Amar Rav Chizda. The Chizda said, Chazinahu Latila Devei Rav Chonin Barav. I found the Tehillim that was in the times of Rav Chonin Barav. The Yechsiv Bahu, Halleluka B'yemtza Pirkum. He had Halleluka in the middle, like there was a stopping before it and a stopping after it. Alma, what do we see? Misafkle, he had a suffix
where does this word Halukah belong? Is it the end of the last perek, or is it the beginning of the new perek? Therefore, we put it right in the middle. So Rashbam says Halukah Resh Pirka. Kula Hanech the Sefer Tilim. We're talking about the Halukas you find in Tilim. Now Shein Boy Kim Achas Lavadi. In the case we only have one, we're talking about Bein Perek LePerek, in between one to another. Aba Mokem Shei Shnei Pomin. Halukah, when it has two times Halukah, like we have in Pesukah de Zimra, everyone like Allah Yassel Eschel Kol Gam Shorah Ma'idom Halukah, then it says Halukah Pshita. The first one is the end of the last one, and the second one is the beginning of the new one. As when you have two, then there's no Safi. One is the end of the old one, and the second one is the beginning of the new one. Our Machlokes here is we only have one Halukah. Yeah. Like the Moshe, the end of the pitl of Tilul LeDavid. In Tilum it ends, Tilul Hashem David Baruch Hu Avos Hashem Goshen Olam Voed. That's where it ends. Then the next capital is Haluka Ali Nashi. So the Shal, this Haluka, is at the end of the Baruch Hu Avos Hashem Goshen Olam Voed, then Haluka, period. Or else, no, the next one says, no, like we have it, Haluka is the beginning of the next parak. So that's the Smachloikis Rav Chizda and Rav Bar Rav Huna. And Rav Chizda says it's the end, and Rav Chana says it's the beginning of the new parak. And so we hold like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, that it's always the beginning of the new parak. Ma'amar Rav Chonin Bar Rava, Hakel Moedin, everybody's Moedin. Petilas Hashem Yedabet Tivu Baruch Kabbos Hashem Kodesh Shalom Voed. Then it says Halalukah De Basrei as Reish Pirka. Hey, everybody's Masl like we have it. Halalukah is the beginning of the next parak, not the end of Asrei. What about the pasuk that says Rosha Yira VeChoas Shinov Yirchak VeNomas Tavas V'Shoyim? Toived Halalukah. It says Halalukah is also the Basrei Reish Pirka. Here also everybody's maskim that this last word Halalukah is the beginning of the next parak. Here there's no machlokes. Another pasuk in the Tehillim is V'Shoyim Dimeveis Hashem Halalukah the Basrei Reish Pirka. Here also everybody's maskim. This Halalukah is from the next kapitel already. Kroi Moisifin. So Rashbam says Kroi Moisifin means Balei Mikra Moisifin Alelu. The people that darshan the psukim are most of other psukim also. So what? The pasuk says Minacha Baderach Yishta Kaim Yorim Roish Halalukah the Basra Reish Pirka. This word Halalukah, that's the beginning of the next kapitel of Tilim. Reish is Chochma Yiras Hashem Seichel Tov V'Chol Asayim Halalukah. Then the pasuk says the words Halalukah is the Basra Reish Pirka. This last Halalukah is Pshita, the beginning of the next parak. That this one's Chochma Yiras Hashem Seichel Tov V'Chol Asayim ends. Then Halukah is the beginning of the next parak. So the Marah Lechura, but so where's the Machloikis? Rabba and Rav Chana, but it says, but other Kepitlech in Tilim. When it has Halalukah and these Ifanim, at the end, is this Halalukah the end of the last parsha, or is it the beginning of the next parsha? Yeah. So what's the name of Tanoi? Let's say this is the Machloikis Tanoim. If the Halukah is the beginning of the old one, at the end of the old kapitel, or the beginning of the new one. So what's the Machlokes? We have in our Mishnah, Ad Heichinu Weimer. We have, by the after, before they start the Suda, we say Halo, we make the Brochum, and we say two kapitlach of Halo. So the Machlokes, how many do we say? In Ad Heichinu Weimer, Beishama Yermim Ad Eim Habarim Smecha. That's all. According to Beishama, you only say one kapitel of Halo. Just the Halalukah, that's all. We end off right away, Mashiva Keras Abayis Eim Habarim Smecha. Smecha, you stop there. Well, Beisilah and Beisilah says, no, we also say Beis Yisrael, Pesach by night before the Suda. Ad Chalomish Lamaynoi Moyim. That's where we end, like we do. The Tanya, there's another Bryce said like this. Ad Heichinu Weimer. Until how much of Hallel do we say before the Suda Pesach by night? Beishamay Ermim Ad Beis Yisomim Mitzrayim. We say up until Beis Yisrael. Well, Beisilah Ermim Ad Lelonu Hashem Lelonu. That's how long we say. Now, the Nafka Minra, the second Girsa says that Beishamai says in Tuwea, Ad Betzais Yisrael. The first Girsa was, how far do we say, Ad, Eim HaBonim Semecha. Now, in Kepitnet Hillim we have is, Eim HaBonim Semecha Halalukah, Betzais Yisrael. So, Kuro, that's Kufa's Machloikis, this word Halalukah, where does it go? Is Halalukah the end of the last Kepitl, like we have it, or is Halalukah the beginning of the new Kepitl? So, that's the Machloikis, Gemara says. Man, my lab, Bokim Iflugi. This is the Machlokes.